back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Laura Russin here in the studio. And kind of, we've been having a good time with your husband, or I've been, Laura, making music.
Wait, what is that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been making music, yes. Thank you for jumping on that before I... Yeah, I don't know why you would even be thinking that kind of thing.
Well, you're the bird, and he's the trussin.
And he's the trussin, yes. And he's all incognito, Mr. not wanting people to know who he is. But guess what? The guy who's playing in these songs is Tom Russin. He is one of the owners, along with his wife, of Captain Nemo's restaurant in South Haven. And the man is a phenomenal musician, and I think we're putting together some pretty good music. So, yeah, we released Got a Fat One here a couple weeks ago. It released on April 1st, and we played it on the show a couple weeks ago. So we're not going to go back and play that again, but we want to make sure that people know to go to Spotify and listen to it. Trussin Bird Band. Trussin, T-R-S-U-N.
Wait a second.
T-U-S-I-N.
You forgot the R.
T-R-U-S-I-N. There we go. Thank you.
The only thing missing is you. That's a good motto. You should spell it that way all the time.
That was good.
Yeah. And then Bird, B-Y-R-D, Band. Most people know how to spell that. So look for Got a Fat One, G-O-T-T-A, Fat One. And it's a cannabis song. It's not anything mean or anything like that. It's a good spirited song. But what we kind of do want, because of 420 coming up, is we want you to listen to the song, and if you like it, go to John, J-O-H-N, at localspins.com, send him an email and say you like the song and that they should use it for the festival and have it entered into whatever they've got going on. That would be really cool.
Well, what's cool with Tom playing with you is there's so much variety. You know, mm-hmm. there's that song, and then we have a preview, I think, for a big one coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tom's
played. Wait,
you
got a song called A Big One, too?
Got a fat one
and a big one coming up. Yeah, those are good names. A big one coming up. Nice one, Laura. Thank you for that.
So sorry. I meant a big announcement. A new song.
Got a big one coming up.
Right. What I was saying is he's played with a lot of musicians in his life, and he's having a great time playing with you.
Well, and I certainly appreciate that, because I'm learning so much working with Tom, because he's certainly a phenom. But we went to Clarksdale, Mississippi last weekend. While you listened to the show, I was actually there, and I did listen to the show for a couple minutes on the I streamed it on my phone when I woke up, and it was on, so I listened to it for a couple minutes while we were in Clarksdale. But we shot a music video, and the music video is done and edited, but we're kind of waiting to release the album, which is going to be end of this month, beginning of May area with that. So kind of waiting on doing that, but there is a preview out there. You can look on my page, Rob Bird. It's my personal page, with a preview of the song and the video that we shot down there in Clarksdale.
How long is the preview?
45 seconds.
And how long is the whole song?
About 4 minutes.
Wow.
A little over 4 minutes, yeah.
What's great about this is Tom and Rob do all this music, and Tom says it sounds like a cruising song. And we had went down the blues highway before, and we have loved the blues for years, and now we get to pay tribute to some of our favorite musicians.
Absolutely, and that's what the video does. You know what? Let's just listen to it and preview that 45 seconds of the song right now. Here it is, The Blues Highway.
Pack up your bags, darling. We're leaving first thing in the morning. Up north, we'll make some good time. Get down into the warm sunshine. Then we'll be cruising down the back roads. And rolling down the windows. Crank up the blues on the stereo. Yeah, I love it, baby, don't you know? Tripping down the blues highway. 6149. Clarksdale, Mississippi, y'all's gonna rest. Yeah, we're having a good time. Money, the wolf, Bodilly, and all the kings. We heard a little bit of everything. Ears are ringing from the show. Hey, let's crash at ground zero. Choo-choo down the blues highway. Maybe 28 or 51. Natchez and Tupelo. Crossroads and Robert Johnson. Checking out a shotgun shack. Down by the railroad tracks. Stop by the Beefrock Cafe. Little brother Montgomery, the red tops
That was the Blues Highway Trussin' Bird Band. The lead vocals on that were the big man, Tom Russin, Incognito.
Right, right.
But we did a music video, and yeah, so you can go and check that out soon. So what do you think about that, Mason Dixon?
That's real good there, Rap Dog.
Yeah. We figure out some of these songs. What if we took a trip back down to Clarksdale, Mississippi, like in the fall? Would you go down there and play your harmonica? Maybe the washboard?
Oh, and the spoons, too.
And your washtub bass?
You need to have a one-string washtub bass, just like I played on the front porch at my mama's place out in Appalachia.
Yeah. Yeah, so what if we did a trip like that? Would you want to go?
Oh, sure, that'd be fun.
Okay, maybe Mama can head over from Kentucky.
Well, sure, why not?
Right, why not? Okay, well, all right. Well, details to follow. Maybe there's a trip or something in our future. What do you think, Laura?
I think that would be awesome.
I think that would be awesome. Yeah, Clarksdale was pretty cool. So, well, we've got another minute or so here before we have to move on to the next segment where we're actually going to be calling your, is it your nephew?
Yes.
Matt Russell. Yes, to talk a little bit about
Bitcoin. Is he a musician, too?
Well, yes, he is. And he also is into Bitcoin, and we're going to talk to him about Bitcoin because none of us know anything about it. We're going to ask him some questions to see how good he feels about the security of his money. So, but with all that being said, Clarksdale was a really cool thing, so we wanted to kind of talk about that because, Laura, next week we're going to pretty much have a whole show that talks about Clarksdale, which is the birthplace of the blues.
Wow, that'd
which is
be
the birthplace of rock and roll, really. I mean, that's where it all started. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking to, hopefully we're still making the plans for it, but there was a bunch of people that we met that we're trying to get on to call and talk about the atmosphere down there in Clarksdale.
It's such an awesome, genuine atmosphere down there.
It is.
You know, people are very comfortable, you know, they're masked up but there's outdoor music and it was just a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and everybody down there is very, very kind. And going down there and where we stayed at the Shack Up Inn, this place is actually staying in the old sharecropper's shacks where the owner of this place started buying them, at least the story that I heard. He started buying them just to preserve them historically and then putting them on his farm or whatever. And then people started driving by and asking if they could come stay the night in those shacks.
And a lot of people from Europe love the blues. The blues are larger over there. So all these people from Europe, they said, can we let them?
Yeah.
You know, can we rent them? And he said, so I just started buying more.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of them. And there's a big, huge complex of sharecropper shacks. And
hey, maybe we could do that here in South Haven because they got they already got the cabooses. But sometimes some old migrant housing that ain't being used no more because they're putting them in nicer places. We can take some of them and then people come live in the migrant housing.
Could be. I think I'm going to have to go. I think I'm going to have to go glamping now to find out which is better, sharecropper shack or glamping.
That's glamorous camping, and you can do that here in South Haven too.
I'm thinking that the sharecropper is my thing, but
awesome place.
That's right.
You've been glamping there?
My ex sister in law. All right, well, I do have to go because when we come back, we're going to be talking to Matt Russin, Laura's nephew. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show.